I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 30,000 people flooded Cameroon in 2 days following a brutal attack last week on a border town in Nigeria. Boko Haram claimed it, as well as Monday's assault on the same town. Voice of the Martyrs Canada spokesman Greg Musselman says because it's an election year, he expects that Boko Haram will keep the pressure on. But people are also searching for hope, too. The takeaway? It's a spiritual battle. Pray for wisdom and boldness for believers in Nigeria. And this weekend, youth leaders from the Near East will gather together for Catalyst training in Lebanon. This event will provide resources and skills to those who work with high school and college-aged youth in the region. It also offers respite and encouragement for those who are on the front lines, working in areas where these same young people are also being recruited by terror and rebel organizations. So pray that God would strengthen youth leaders as they head back into their work after this weekend. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.